Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're happy to have Lee DeWise joining us live from Studio A. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's good to be here.
And he's got, we'll hear all about this new CD that's coming out called Frames. And
yeah.
A single, I think, has already been released or set to be released.
We got a single out on iTunes right now called Silver Lining. And that's out right now, so you can go download that today.
All right. Well, what are we going to hear first? And
start with that song. We're going to start with Silver Lining. This is... the first single off the album Frames, which we will be releasing August 20th. So I hope you like it. This song is called Silver Lining.
Remember when I met you on a park bench? Smiled at me, said that we should be friends. 'Cause I was drowning there upon the dry land, until you sat beside and put your hand in my hand. And then you picked me up and you put me in a straight line. I was looking down, and you said that you were jealous of a bright star. I said, darling, you'll be brighter than they all are. So then I picked you up and I put you in a straight line. I looked at you and said that it would be fine. Time to find the silver lining. We can make these crying waters into wine, and we'll be alright. And we'll be
Silver Lining. It's Lee DeWise live from Studio A, and that single is out now, available and at the top of that chart, right on the alternative.
We're working our way up. It's been fun releasing the single and seeing the reaction. You know, it's good to get new music out there, and and to show people what I'm up to, and it's been exciting.
And the new CD Frames, the full length, will be out on August 20th. Well, on guitar today, and of course vocals, but you play a lot of different instruments on this album.
Yeah, on this record, I got my feet wet in a few things. I mean, I started playing the drums when I was a kid, so you know. That's something, you know, I know how to do. And I've always done it in the studio, but I've never really done it, you know, on a recording. So I got to play drums on this record, piano, banjo, you know, lots of different things. And, you know, amongst all the funky little instruments that are lying around the studio, we're like, what does this do, you know? but there were so many cool things we got to experiment with. And, you know, from me playing, you know, foot bass on a song and, to you know, singing through a CB radio,
nice.
You know, on one of the tracks. So we got to play around a lot with it, and you know, it was really exciting. It was fun, and I got to do it the way I wanted to do it, and I got to work with some amazing people.
And were there any other players on this?
Oh yeah, a lot of the guys I play with, are doing all the real work. You know what I mean? So, you know, I had my hand in it, but you know, I had some great guys on it, and you know. The guys I play with, you know what I mean? So that was really cool. They, you know, the ones that feel the songs out and, yeah. And all that. So, yeah, we brought a lot of cool people in to play on this record and, you know, from trumpets, you know, to, the fiddle, like lots of different things. So, yeah, I'm just excited for people to see, you know, who's on the record and, yeah. and how it sounds.
Feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah, huh? I am. It's been a long time, you know? So for me, this almost feels like, for my first record again, you know, it feels like, you know, this is what I've been wanting to do, and this is where everything has led up to, so I could do this album, and that's feels good.
It's Lee DeWise joining us live from Studio A this afternoon, and he's got a couple more for us. Again, looking forward to that Frames release that will come out on August 20th at a very nice home at Vanguard Records, where you have a lot of freedom to do.
Yeah, Vanguard Records has been an incredible marriage for me. I mean, you know, from day one, it was always about the music, and that was it, you know, and that's a really good place to be in when the concerns are about the music, you know, and when we talk about music and the excitement's about the music and nothing else, you know, it's just about, you know, when they first heard it, they loved it. And, you know, we got to meet and, we all got along real well, and it was just like a family kind of feel. So it's a good fit.
And you mentioned marriage. Well, let's talk about your marriage. Isn't there some sort of funny story behind this, Ellen in LA where you met your wife?
I did meet my wife, in LA, we did a music video together, and, you know, we didn't really hang out much afterwards, but I really wanted to call her, you know, and so eventually I built up the courage to give her a call and be like, hey, you want to go see a Bulls-Lakers game? And she said yes. And so instead of just watching the game, I took her to the game, and that was our first official date. And, you know, she's the best. You know, I love her to death. I mean, she's a huge support system for me, you know, she's always encouraging me to do what I got to do. So, but yeah, it's a really good thing.
Lee DeWise, he's going to play another one for us, and
yes,
we'll
I
do
am.
That first set of tickets after this next song. And what's this one you're going to be?
This song is called Fight. This is one of the first songs I wrote for this record, and yeah, it was fun writing it, and so I hope you guys like it. It's called Fight. Here we go.
Song to make you feel alright today. I wrote it to make everything alright, and I would sing it every single day if you were saying we're fine. And I can feel your heart is beating careful, 'cause sometimes I pretend that I don't care. I can't believe I never let you know how much I need you here, 'cause I would and I wouldn't beg. I just want to hear you say that tonight will be alright if you will stay. Sometimes I feel like you don't know me anymore. And other times I feel you know me best. I could love you better, but I never wanna love you less. So run away and I'll be running next to you. I'll never let you run away alone. Before you run too far away, I think that I should let you know that I would fight, I would beg, I just want say that tonight will be alright if you will stay. So put your hand in mine, we'll be fine. I know I'm known there. If you stay tonight, I promise I will show you I will fight and I will beg. I just want to hear you say that tonight you will fight. Cause I will fight and I will beg. I just want to hear you say, I say that tonight will be alright if you will stay. So put your hand in mine.
Lee DeWise live from Studio A with a track called Fight, and that's going to be on that forthcoming album called Frames, which will be out on August 20th. And the first single that you heard earlier, Silver Lining, out now. And you can check out his website, LeeDeWiseOfficial.com.
Yes, right?
I guess let's talk a little bit about your history. And you dropped out of high school. So you knew early on
I didn't
that...
I drop out of high school.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I did not. Not drop out of high school. I switched high school senior. I got kicked out of my high school.
Oh. I'm like, somebody gave me wrong information.
I didn't really get kicked out of my high school. I just, you know, I chose a different option senior year. It was nothing. I got a little scuffle or something, but you know, you're 17 years old, you know what I mean? And you know, here I sit, you know, 27, 10 years later, and I look back and I'm like, that kid didn't know anything. And this
silly
guy, I don't even know. I still don't know anything. But no, you know, I mean, everyone goes through their things and their paths. And
rebelled. Yeah, rebelled.
I'm not even a rebel. I mean, it was
just, oh, I did.
You did. Oh, you were a rebel.
Yeah.
I could tell. You're definitely the rebellious type. I see that. No, but no, I mean, you know, I started music at a young age, and that's all I really cared about, you know. And, you know, going to bars when I was 16, 17, playing, you know, wherever I could and whenever I could, and writing music and playing out and just doing my thing. And so, you know, my family was always supportive of it. My friends were always supportive of it. You know, and I'm lucky enough to be doing it today. You know, I mean, going on a show like American Idol is a big deal, you know. And you know, after I won, it was kind of like culture shock for me. I was like, yeah. Wow, like this is big. I didn't, you know, at the time I felt that maybe American Idol was the top of the mountain for me. And this was it, you know, this is, and then I realized, you know, as times passed that it was really the most important first step I ever took, a first step of many. And like I said earlier, you know, all the things I've done have led to this point. And, you know, a lot has to do with the fans as well. I mean,
right.
And fans that follow me all the way through the show, from before the show, through the show, and after the show, you know, without fans like the ones I've got, you know, it wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at. And, you know, they definitely motivate me. And, you know, my favorite thing is when I meet new people or people hear my music for the first time, this music that I'm playing now for the first time. And they tell me, you know, I didn't watch American Idol, but man, I love your songs. Like, to me, it's like, that's what it's about. It's about the music for me. And, you know, my fans have made it about the music. And I think that, you know, it's really important to, you know, really be in tune with that, you know what I mean? It's not just me doing my thing and then, you know, these are fans, and it's like, no, it's like, you know, they're part of this too. This album's for them too. So
Right. And yeah. being on such a huge platform as that, of course, many fans come along with that. And obviously you were voted to win, so they were out there. And yeah. But sometimes a show like that can be a blessing and a curse at the same time.
Well, but the hardest thing of coming off of American Idol is coming off of American Idol.
Right.
I mean, it was for me at least. Everyone that goes on the show, I think, you know, there's misinterpretation that, you know, everyone comes off of the show and there's one hallway we all walk down. And that's the way it is, and it's not. I mean, you come off of the show, and everyone's got their own path. Everyone's got their own ideas, their own, you know, their own...
Dreams.
I mean, yeah, I mean, their own, the way they want to do it. And, you know, when I come off of the show, I never said to myself, man, I want to go be a pop star now.
Like, right.
It wasn't ever about that for me. It was always about I just want to make music that I love, and I want people to enjoy it. And, you know, the fact that I'm able to do that still... makes me really happy. But, you know, everyone that comes off of that show does their own thing. And, you know, this is mine.
Right.
And I think that, like I said, you know, have been through what I've been through, going on the show, coming off of the show, you know, parting ways with my past label, things like that, are all positive things. Because without all of these things, I wouldn't be where I'm at. And so for me, this is like right where I need to be. And... This is what I love doing, so I couldn't be happier with where things have ended up. And you know, this is the album that I think I knew I could make, and I've been waiting to make, and I think the fans knew I was capable of making. So I'm really excited to just get out there and promote it.
Yeah, and staying true to what you believe in and
Absolutely.
What you do. Our buddy here in town, Josh Krajcik, was on the X Factor, and he was a runner up, and he was telling us the story about how long he had to wait in line, and you know, we didn't realize it was at the same. I'm sure it has to be similar.
You wait a long same. Time. You wait a long time in that line. And you know, the funny thing is, the first night we went, you know, we waited in the line, and I thought that was it, and that was just to get like a tag to come back the next day and wait in another line. So
long process.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
It paid off, huh?
Definitely. And I'm always appreciate where I came from, America. I mean, I always appreciate that platform, but, you know, I definitely don't want to ride that wave the rest of my life. You know, I'm always going to be a part of that, and I'll always embrace that. But I definitely, you know, love the opportunity to just, especially in making this record, to just do what it is that I do. And to show people that part of me, and that's exciting for me.
And originally, you're based in L.A. now, but originally a Midwest guy.
Yes,
Chicago area, huh?
Chi-town. Yeah, I love it.
Well, we want to thank you so much for sharing your story.
Come on, are you kidding me? Thank you guys. You're the best
for taking the time out to do this. And congratulations on this release that's coming out
on
August 20th. Let's do another ticket giveaway after he takes us out with this last song. Tell us about this one.
This song is called Like I Do. It's really just, it's one of those love songs. It's one of those angsty love songs. I think everyone's been there before. So here we go.
He can love you like I do. You I do. He don't know you like I do. He can't love you.